Eingesom is based bottom. Mile offer. You fill the ditch that separates the two chatzeros with earth. Bafilo bistama, even if you didn't have specific kavana to mimavatl the earth there, you put it in without specifying if you're leaving it there or not, still it's mavatl it. Vosnan bayashi milo tevin otroros ubitlo bottle. If you filled, you have a house, and you filled it up with straw, and some are not gorish straw. Straw presents a problem over here. Filled it up with pebbles, which we're talking about, pebbles and earth. Ubitlo, and you mavatl it there. So then the house becomes completely closed up, and it's not considered an ohel. Bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. Mashma, that you have to, even though it's stones, you have to mavatl it. Omrav Huna, man tana olo sub yosihi. So Rav Huna said that the Tana who taught the Mishnayis and all those was Rav Yossi. So Mora says, "E Rav Yossi, itcha shamin amay." It's Rav Yossi. We heard just the opposite from Rav Yossi. The Tanya, Rav Yossi, Omer Tevin, the Ein Osi Lefanoso Harayu Kistam offer Ubat. Tevin that you have specific kavana that you're going to leave it there and not take it away. So it has the same halacha as offer that you put in Stam, that you don't specify that you're going to leave it there. Offer v'osid l'tenoso. On the other hand, if you put in earth and you have kavana to take it away, if it would be stam, or surely if you have kavana to leave it there, the earth is mevatel the oil. But if you have kavana to take the earth away, then harihu kistam tevin, then it has the same halacha as stam straw that we assume you're going to take away. The low bottle, it's not bottle. Elam ravasi. So what's the issue over here? On the one hand, we have that even tsroros, which is the same thing as offer, even if you're not mevatelit specifically, it's bottle, like Rabbi Yossi says here. So what's the first Mishnah? Ravasi, man tano eruvin Rabbi Yossi in Echanami. The eruvin is according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi himself beferish said that even if you're not mevatel the offer, it's bottle. So, and the brisa, the maisa, is a problem. But the Mishnah we had before is a problem. So we'll see one second. Rashi, ibatli lehedya, the omer lo shakil na lemi hacha bottle, the ilo lo. Mashma, that even if you weren't mevatel it specifically, right, it's still bottle from the our Mishnah. And the Mishnah there in Ohalo says not like that. It says bitlo, then it's bottle. But if you're not mevatel it, you just stam, fill it up, it's not bottle. Vafilo b'stamad lo de'in shokel su ilo. Right? In our Mishnah it's mashma, that if we filled up the ditch with earth or pebbles, even if you didn't specifically specify that you're not going to take it away, it's still bottle. Bias shetumas mace besocho. You have a house where there is a tumas mace inside the house. Umilu offer, and you filled up the whole house with earth, otsroros or pebbles. Ubitlo, and you mavatl them there. Here's mashma that even earth and pebbles need bitl. Mevutl v'hadi tumah ritzutza, and then it's not tumas ohel. Tumas ohel, the tumah fills up the ohel, but it doesn't go beyond the ohel. So if you're standing on the roof of the house, you don't become tummy. But if the entire house is filled, so then there's no ohel. So then the halacha is that tumah ritzutza is bokas va'ola. It goes up through the roof ad l'shamayim. So if you're standing on the roof, you become tummy. She'ein lo ohel liatzma ubokas va'ola ad l'rakia va'amal l'alagag tummy. And if you're on top of the roof, you also become tummy. V'chol tumah she'ein lo ohel tefach bokas va'ola ad l'rakia. If the tumah has a tefach of an ohel above it, it stops at the top of the ohel. But if there's no tefach above it, then it goes through the roof. Can I remember brachos berak mishum mesam? So it's a stira. The Mishnah over there says that even pebbles need bittel. And our Mishnah seems to say that if you put the offer and pebbles, even without being mevatel it, it's mevatel the ditch. lo bitlo, lo batl, but Masha from this Mishnah, if you weren't mevatl it specifically, it's not batl. Ve'enatum abokas l'malav in agag, she'esh lo'el li'asma. Because we consider the house not filled. We consider that that's going to be removed, and therefore it's still considered an ohel. Rabbi Yossi, this that he said now, that ohalos is Rabbi Yossi, is really irrelevant. It's only relevant to what we're going to say in a little while. Since we're going to mention that our Mishnah is also Rabbi Yossi, so we mentioned it now. Teven, milu, teven. V'yodim anu, she'eno tzorich lo. Right, if a person filled up the house with teven, here's a separate brisa. This brisa seems to say clearly that you don't need bittel by offer and sroros, only by teven. So if you filled it up with teven, and we know for sure that he's going to leave the teven there, right, even though, what's it called? Umikom makom lo bitlo b'theirish, he wasn't a vatlet b'theirish, but we know he's going to leave it there. Then hari hukestam offer ko offer she'ein on the yodim imosid lefanosa. That is the same din as offer that we don't know specifically if he's going to take it away or not. The stami bottle, it's still bottle. So tevin, which he wasn't a vatl, but we know he's not going to take away, has the same din as offer that we're not sure if he's going to take away or not. Amal or Biosi, offer stam bottle. So you see, according to Biosi, that offer doesn't need bittle, just like our Mishnah is mashma. Stam tevin she'ein on the yodim in tzorach litla lo bakel, but stam tevin, right, is not bakel. Offer v'yodim onu shifanu blav stamahu, but offer that we know he's going to take away, so that has the same din as stam tevin. Hariyuk stam tevin she'ein on the yodim ifaneu im lav the stami lo bakel. Stam tevin you're going to take away. Stam offer you're going to leave there. Okay. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi, who Taka says that stam offer doesn't need bittel. And Menele, in our Mishnah also, if you filled it up with offer, even if you weren't mevatel it, it's bottle. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua Omar, Tuma Shabbos Karomis. What's the kasha from Tuma by Shabbos? Hanich is Shabbos, tafilu arniki, nomi mevatel inish. On Shabbos, so anything that you can't take and move on Shabbos is your mevatel, even a wallet. And the Rashi's mashma that you're mevatel it for that Shabbos. You plan to take it away on Sunday, but you're mevatel it for Shabbos. And the Rashi's mashma that has to be mevatel it forever. Since on Shabbos you can't move it, you just forget about it and leave it there. Ravashi Omar Bayis Achoritz Koromis. Another answer. There's a difference between filling up a house and filling up a ditch. Bishlam Achoritz Lemitai Mekoi. A ditch what do you do with a ditch? You fill it up. Usually a ditch is you fill up. Elabayis limitamikoi. But a house you don't usually fill up with offer and leave it there. So normally if you temporarily put offer in a house, you're going to take it away. Masha ein kein, in a ditch, you're going to leave it there. So mela stam by a ditch is bottle, and stam by the house is not bottle, that's that brisa. Rashi. Hanachisu Shabbos kigon nas nisan kiven to offer eno nitl b'Shabbos stam a bottle. Since offer is muktzan Shabbos, memela stam it's bottle. By tuma there's no such halacha. Memela you need to mevatle it. That's the brisa. Afilu arniki kis mole mos bottle shon. Right, even a wallet on Shabbos you mevatle. Aval tevin b'kash nitl Michael behema. But tevin and cash you can move. Like we said yesterday, it's talking about tevin and cash, the roy for an animal. Limitai mikoi. The third answer is that a house is not omeid to be filled up, but a ditch is. Hilkach stam offer bottle lei vafil rabbanon. And therefore, even the rabbanon hold that stam offer is bottle. Masha'en came by tuma, by the house, stam offer is not bottle. Bayis limitai mikoi bitmiya. Okay. One. Nosan of Nesor Sharoch of Dalit. If you put a board that's four tefachim wide. Amar Rava, lo shanu el shenasim l'rochbo. That's where you put the board to the width of the ditch. So you made it like a plank from one side of the ditch to the other. Then it has to be four tefachim. Aval l'arko, but if you put a board across the length of the ditch, afilu kol shunami sharimiyot amidal. then if the ditch is exactly four tvachim, and you put a board across the side, even a mashahu makes it less than four tvachim. And once the ditch is less than four tvachim, it's not chotzitz anymore. It doesn't separate the chatzelos. Rashi, lo shonu deboy neser dalet. The halacha that you need a plank that's four tvachim is only shenasu l'rochvo, orko shel daf l'rochav hachoritz. You put the length of the plank to the width of the ditch. Misofa l'sofa kein gesher, from one side of the ditch to the other, like a bridge. Avali orko shenasim l'orko shel chritz daf dalet orich al gabi yisedos, etzos vaso stam tzas rochav hachoritz umiyoto midalet. Rashi says that first of all it has to be a minimum of four tvachim long. But if you put a board that's four tvachim long minimum along the length of the charitz, then it's mevatel the width for enough area that it shouldn't be considered anymore a separation. And the Rishonim explain that it has to be from 4 till 10. From 4 to 10, it's a Pesach. But if it's more than 10, then it's mevatel completely the ditch, and then it's not even Pesach, the two chatzeros are one. So anything from less than 4 is irrelevant. Then the ditch is still a ditch, and what's it called, separates the two chatzeros. And you can be ma'ariv only two separate everything. If it's 4 up till 10 amos, it's a Pesach. And therefore, you can either be ma'ariv separately or together. If it's more than 10, then the whole ditch is batel. And the mele can only be ma'ariv one, you can't be ma'ariv two eruvin. The chen shtei guzusro zekeneged zeh. You have two balconies facing each other in Rishus HaRabim. Omar Rava, hoda amra zekeneged zeh, ein zush e'in. Zush alokeneged zulo. It's only the two balconies, as Rashi learns, that they are on the same side of the street. Rashi learns that there are two balconies on the same facade of a wall, right? You have two apartments next to each other on the same side of the street, and each one has a balcony. So if the balconies are lined up, then what's it called? Then they're considered one. And if you put a plank between them. But if they're not opposite each other, one sticks out more than the other. And the Rishonim explain, we'll get to Rashi in a second, but they explain that the Fi Rashi, one sticks out completely far, that the other one is indented. So it's impossible to put a plank except on an angle. A plank on an angle is not easy to walk, only if it's straight. So Rashi, Zu Shalo Keneged Zu. No, I feel it called Shahu. Yeah. Shahai Sadaf Kitsara, right? It was a small, what's it called, a thin daf. I feel Eino Elek Etzba, even if it's a one finger's thick width. Hari Neoto, the Roch of Hachoritz, Me'arba. Meshech Midas HaPesach, Masis and Roch of Dalitzman. The ditch, in order to separate, has to be four tvachim. And here, because there's a one Etzba board that goes along the length of the ditch, the ditch is no longer four tvachim wide. Zu shalo keneged zu. Shoyse zu boletes lu shusarab nyosu michaderta. This one sticks into a shusarab more than the other. And there's no place common where you could put the plank. In other words, one sticks out from the wall and the other one's indented in the wall. Where this one starts, the other one ends. That's how they learn Rashi. So it's otherwise, if they just sticks out a little bit more, put the plank where they're equal. But it means it sticks out more, that it's not equal in any place. Ein bein zu lezu ochvin gedir. Zu keneged zu in, zu shalo keneged zu lo. The zu lamala mi zu, nami lo amran. Ela sheyesh bein ze lezer shlosha tvachim. Aval ein bein ze lezer shlosha gezustra akumahi. Even where it said, if it's a gezustra, one above the other, right, which is no good, that's only if it's more than three tvachim above. But if it's less than three tvachim separated from the other one, even if it's above it, then it's one, since it's like lavud, and it's easy to get from one to the other, it's like a one balcony that's crooked. And that's also okay. Ein bein zu le zu gimel, ein rachoka zu mizu shlosh. It's not three tvachim separated from the other one. Now Rashi learns that all of these cases are talking where you put a plank between the two balconies. Some Rishonim learn, Rashi learns they're on the same side of the street. Other Rishonim learn that they're across the street and you put a bridge from one side of the street to the other, from one balcony to the other. Took it. So, where we need the pictures, you need them. But we don't need them. The Gemara doesn't have pictures in it. We're capable of conceptualizing Pasha the things. Okay. So in any case, so if I can figure it out, you surely can. Rashi learns is talking about as a plank, and Pesach is the plank. Tosfos learns that all these cases are talking where there's no plank, but you can climb from one balcony to the other. If there be a plank, then even if it's above, even if it's on an angle, it's still what's it called, considered a Pesach. But Rashi learns that it has to be straight. Can't be on an incline, can't be on a 90 degree angle. Not any other way, otherwise people don't walk on it easily and it's not a Pesach. Okay, let's see if there's anything else that we skipped. Okay, let's go on. Matbein, shebein shtei chatzeros. You have a pile of tvua, animal food, that separates between two chatzeros. Gavoa asora tvachim. So if it's 10 tvachim high, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echad, then it creates a mechitza between the two chatzeros, and you have to look at each one separate, and you have to make two separate eruvin. They can't make one eruv together because there's a mechitza, it's like a wall. Elu machilu mikan, ve'elu machilu mikan. However, each one is allowed to feed his animal on each side, and we're not afraid, we'll see, that the wall is going to get lower, and then they'll become one chotzer, and then they'll have to have one eruv, and each separate eruv won't help anymore. Nishmayit ha-teven me'asorat tvachim. What happens if taka, because the animals ate it, or whatever else happened, this heap becomes less than 10 tvachim high, then ma'arvin echad, then ma'arvin shlayim. Then they have to make one eruv, because it's one chotzer, and two separate eruv won't help, because they're l'maisa mixed together. So if they made two separate eruvim when it was 10 tefachim high, and then it got less, the next Shabbos for sure, that Shabbos we'll see, but the next Shabbos for sure, they're going to have to make one big eruv, and their two separate eruvim won't help. Okay, Rashi. Matbein godish shel teven umatzik al pnei rochav kol hachatzeros. It's a heap of straw, animal food, that goes across the whole length of the chatzer, separating it into two separate chatzeros. Machilin min ha-teven le-behemton, v'lo chayshinon dilma ma'im mi-teven mi-yud, d'havi le-chad r'shusa. So the first pshat Rashi says is, you're allowed to feed your animals from this heap, and we're not afraid that they'll eat so much that it'll become less than 10 tefachim, and then the two eruvin they made won't help. They need one common eruv. The Asri Adavi. And if they have two separate eruvin, they Asr. Because they didn't make an eruv together and they're all in one Rishus. But they'll maski Adatayu and they won't realize a Matalkli Bechotcher. And they'll be Matalkli in the Chotcher. Laha lo chayshina. We're not afraid of that. So afilu imit, ilo havi miut apnei Esr Amos, the Yoser, lo Asri. To ha ad Esr Pischa havi. The ain behema ma'etis kol kach bachilosa b'shabes echot. So Rashi says, talking whether we let them eat on Shabbos. And we're not afraid that they'll eat so much that they'll eat an area that's 10 amos long and make it less than 10 tefachim high. Because up until 10 amos is Pesach. And a Pesach, you have a choice. You can make two eruvin, you can make one eruvin. So they have two eruvin. It's fine. But once it's not a Pesach, then it's not a mechitza. Not a mechitza, it's one chotzer. One chotzer, two eruvin won't help. You need one common eruv. Nishmayir ha-teven, if taka the teven, al kol ha-chotzer, over meshif yud amas viyod, if the teven got less than 10 tvachim high, at least 10 amas or more, right, or more than 10 amas, then what's it called? They can only make one eruv, can't make two separate eruvin. Ma'arvin echad, and nishmayir pechol. Okay, let's go on. Yetzira, the Gemara. Omer Afuna, Uvilvad Shlo Yitein Latoch Kupa, so the Yachil, and the Rosh learns this Mishnah, that's not talking on Shabbos, that they're allowed to feed their animals. It's talking Bechol. We're not afraid that Bechol, they'll say, last Shabbos we had two separate Erevim. They're not going to realize that the animals ate the thing up, and this Shabbos you have to make one common Erev. We're not afraid of that. So the Rashi says, talking on Shabbos, we're not afraid that in one Shabbos is going to change drastically. The Rosh holds even during the week, they're allowed to eat. The Gemara is going to discuss how they're allowed to eat. Omer Afuna, v'vad shlo yitein l'toch kupas v'yachil. You're not allowed to take from this heap, put it into a bucket, and feed it directly to the animal. Right? Ula'ok neshori. Mashma, though, that you're allowed to take the animal and put it by the heap that it should eat. You just can't take from the heap and put it in a bucket to feed the animal. But you can feed the animal by putting the animal there to eat. Aiv Omer Afun Omer Afchanina. My midorim is behemto agabi asovim b'shabes. They ain't my midorim is behemto agabi muktzah. You're allowed to take your animal and put him into a place to graze grass, but not something that's muktzah. Right? Why? Right? So Rashi says two pshatim. Here we'll see one second why. One reason, let's see Rashi. Shlo yitein b'yadai mutok kupaso dil mashakil tuva umamit le'me'asara. The kometaltu b'chotzer ha'oseris. Right? That which it says you can feed your animal, not that you can take off the heap and feed it to him with your hands, because we're afraid, Rashi says, you'll take too much. And then, Taka, we're afraid that you'll be mamayit the heap from 10 tefachim. But if you just let the animal eat itself, normally it doesn't eat that much. But if you start taking it in buckets, you'll take more than the animal can eat, and then we're afraid that you'll be mamayit. And then you'll be ending carrying in a chotzer ha'oseris. Now, the question is like this. What does that mean, that same Shabbos? L'chora, since when Shabbos came in, it was what's it called? It was mutter, kiven shehutra, right? It's hutra, even if the mechitza fell down. So some say Rashi means it'll be also the next Shabbos. You won't realize that the situation changed. Next Shabbos will be a problem because there won't be a mechitza anymore, and you can only make one eruv, and you have two separate eruv. Others say that even that Shabbos it's also, either because lichatchila you can't create a situation of kiven shehutra hutra. Right? If it happens, it happens. But to lechatchila do it, it's not right. That's what's it called, the Rashba. The Ritva says that midrabbanan, really mikradin kiven shehutra hutra, but the rabbanan asked to be metalpo because what's going to be the next Shabbos? So therefore you can't do it because we're afraid that you'll make the mistake the next Shabbos. And Tosis learns, we had before, that anything where it's omate, for that to happen, we don't say kiven shehutra hutra. A mechitza that's omate to fall down, a Pesach that's going to break, or whatever, or it's going to be awesome. Right? After Ben Hashmashas, we don't say kiven shehutra hutra, since at the time it was hutra, it was omate to not be. It happens, it happens. But if it's going to for sure happen, right, then it's a different story. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it was nismayit on Shabbos, it's mutter. So he holds like those shitas at all. The main problem over here is what's going to be the next Shabbos, not that Shabbos. Okay. Samara says, v'chore, but you're not allowed to put the animal on muktza, right? But you're allowed to put it on asovim. Here you're putting it on something that what's it called? Muktza. Now, see, we'll say why it's muktza. Rashi says, ula'ok me behemto ateven. Let's see Rashi. So you're not allowed to take it by hand and put it in a bucket. Why? Rashi says, first pshat, yodayim l'tok kupaso, dilma shokel tuva, because we're afraid you'll take too much. Umemayit le'me'asora. And then, taka, you'll take off so much that the heap won't be 10 tefachim high anymore. V'kometaltu b'chotzer oseris. And the next Shabbos, or according to those, even that Shabbos, you're going to be metaltal in a chotzer that needs one common eruv, and you don't have one common eruv. Umachil and dvar masnisin shabahem above ocheles. So what does it say, machil? It means that the animal can come and eat. You don't have to stop the animal from eating. V'hasam lo chashin la dilma maimit the behema koli ochla. An animal on itself doesn't eat that much. Lishnachrina, lo yitein letokupa, so mishum de mukta mi esma le mechitzazu. The reason you can't put it into your bucket, because the stuff is mukta. Because yesterday it was mukta to be a mechitza. When you make two separate erevin, you want this thing to remain a mechitza. So it's mukta for the mechitza. That's how the Rishonim learn Rashi. But you're allowed to put the animal next to the wall that it should eat, as long as you don't take, either because it's mukta or because we're afraid you'll take too much. We're not afraid that if you put the animal there, you'll take out by hand. The safila. Right, mashma, that you're allowed though to put your animal even by mukta and let him take it. And what's it called? Rav Huna. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Chinya, says, okay, you're only allowed to put an animal by Asovim because there you'd be over in Issa Doraisa if you pulled out the grass. We're not afraid a person's going to be over in Issa Doraisa. But here it's only in Issa Drabbana, and we're afraid that people forget and they'll be over the Issa Drabbana. So here, why are you allowed to put the animal by the Mechitza? You're going to be over in Issa Drabbana, and we're afraid of that. Mar says the koim abata enchanami. You don't put the animal there; you just stand in its way, so by itself it goes there. That's mutar according to everybody. That much we're not choshish. So it's three dargas. One is you take it with your hands. One is you put the animal there, right? And the third one is you don't even put the animal there, but you stand in the way of the animal, so it goes there itself. The osel the ochle. Okay. Velo yitein l'toch kupaso teven, right? Not allowed to take straw and put it into a bucket. Ivo Atanya, Bayesh ben Shtechatseros, Umilu Teven, Ma'arvin Shnayim, Ve'im Ma'arvin Echot. You have, the way Rashi learns is, you have a chotzer here and a house, what's it called, bordering that chotzer. You have another chotzer with a house bordering that, and in between the two houses, you have another house that each house opens into. Okay, a third house that each house opens into. So if you fill up that house with tevin, right, ma'arvin shnayim ve'ma'arvin echad, then that house becomes a hefsek between the two chatzeros, and therefore each one has to make their own separate eruv. Zenos in the tochku pasul v'yachel, the zenos in the tochku pasul v'yachel, but each one is allowed to take tevin from his side of the house and feed his animal. Mashma, you're allowed to take it mamish by hand. What's that different than the heap? Nishmayit ha-tevin miyud tfachim, shneim asurim. But if the tevin became less than 10 tfachim, so now the house is common to both chatzeros, it's one chatzer. In the mele, you have to make one eruv, and they only have two separate eruvim, tzaser. Ketzer huosa, so if that happens, and on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, it became less than 10 tfachim high, and now you didn't make one eruv, if you remember now, Shabbos, that you didn't make one Erev, you have two separate Erevim from last week. So no LSB, so one guy locks up his house, so he doesn't have access into the other house, which has access into the other chatzer. Umevatlis reshus, as mevatlis reshus. And we'll discuss later why you have to do both. Why does he have to lock up the house and be mevatlis reshus? Why doesn't bitl reshus alone help? Who asher? Now he's going to be asher, right? The chadero mutter, and the other guy will be mutter, because he's mevatel his reshus to him, and it's all one chotzer, and there's only one guy. One chotzer, and they made an eruv. The chen ha-ta'omer begov shel tevin. You have a hole full of straw, shebein based tchumei Shabbos, that separates two tchumei Shabbos. In other words, it's within the tchum, half of it's within tchum A, and half of it's within tchum B. What's it called? So the people on one side can take tevin from their side, and the other one can take tevin from their side. We're not afraid they're going to take from the other side. Rashi. The homer of Chanina, my mirodim es behem to agabi asavim mechuborim lecho. V'lo chayshin adil ma'okar biyadayim u'ma'achala. The homer alei isur Shabbos. Aval isur muktzor kilei. The chayshin adil ma'shokar biyadayim v'safila. You're only allowed to put your animal directly on grass, because we're not afraid you're going to come to rip up the grass, because this is Doraisa. But you can't put your animal directly on Muktzah, because since it's only this is the Rabbanan, we're afraid that you'll come to move it with your hands. Over here it's only this is the Rabbanan, either because of Muktzah, or because we're afraid that you'll be Mamayit less than 10 Tvach.
the coin be up, but must listen love the mokim alal. It's not talking where you put the animal there. Be or die. El a koi bapo, you stood on the what's it called in front of the animal. Shalot tail of mokamano, shouldn't go somewhere else. The nail of the animal went here. The ihi oz la the ochla. It went by itself. The kulai hai la goes, that much rabbanim weren't gozer. That you can't cause your animal to go there. You can't put it there actively. Bayi shebein shtei chatseros. And there are two houses that border the chatseros that open into this house. If you did that, and the house got less than 10 tvachim high of Tevin, so that middle house now connects the two chatseros, and now they're one chatser, and you didn't make one big eruv before Shabbos, you only made two separate ones. So what do? So somebody should be able to carry. Noel is based off a suach loso bayis. One of them closes up his house that's opened into that middle house. Umevatlus reshustos. Umevatlus reshusto the other one. Well, the common parach tarti lamu. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask why you need both. Ni'ilo bitl. Both closing up the house on mevatl. Either one should be enough. Who asur lahotzi mi also bayis lechotzer shalo? He's not allowed to carry from that house into his chotzer because it's not his reshust anymore. Shari bitl reshuso. The cholabayis lechotzer acherusu. Melech, he can't carry from that into his chotzer because he's carrying from somebody else's reshus into his and his of an eruv. The gov shebeish deit kumi shabbos. Bor roch of lahachnis bo tevin. You have a big bore, wide, long bore that you put in animal feed. The imbein shnei tchumin hu. Chetzio betchum irzu. The chetzio betchum irzu. And it borders the tchum of city A and city B. People in city B can walk till the middle of this bore, and city A can walk from the middle to their side of the city. So irzu elu notlin v'ochlin mitoch tchuman v'yontif v'chein elu. Each one can take on yontif from the side of the bore that's within the tchum of their city. We're not afraid that they're going to take from the other side. This is the same exact case with the heap. We have the same problem that's going to get less than 10 tvachim, and still it says you're allowed to put it in a bucket and feed it to your animal. Right? So the Chora, why over here you're allowed to feed it biyodayim, and we're not afraid that you'll be mamayin it less than 10 tfachim. And there, by the heat between the two chatseros, we are afraid. Amri bayis kiven the ika tikra ki mafchis minkarale. By a house, there's a roof. So you can see how far down the thing is going, so you'll remember not to take too much. Hachalo minkarale milso, but by a heap in the middle of a chatser, there's no roof. So it's not so clear when it's getting lower and lower, and by accident you'll take when it'll be less than 10 tefachim. Kivin dika tikra, nikr, shigag hagodish misrachik min atikra. You'll see that it's getting lower and lower, and the space between the top of the heap and the roof is getting bigger. The imavchis miasora romi anafshi. And therefore he'll remember before he makes it less than 10 tefachim. Uparish, and he'll stop. Lishon the mukta, and according to the lashon, the reason you can't do it is because it's mukta. Nami ain isra mishum mukta. Since there's a roof, it's not also because of mukta. Ela miyud ulamata. Oh, it's only mukta from 10 and down. Because what's above 10, you don't need for a mechitza. So you never mukta that. Dechomi asor lamala love tzorek mechitza hi. Av masnis and dekoy matbein bechotzer. But where the heap is in the middle of a chotzer, the anal of tikra, and there's no roof, lo minkra milsa. It's not clear, so you'll end up taking from less than 10 tefachim too, not just from above 10 tefachim.